This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're at Rewind 2024 in Scone, and we've got Living the Box, who are going to be on stage a little bit later today. Marcus has joined us before heading up there. Exciting, ready to go?
Yeah, always. I mean, you walk backstage and you see all your gear with your name on it and all the bands and all the artists on the roster, and you can't help but get excited. I think also it's going to be dry here today, so I'm more excited for the audience than I am for us. But yeah, it's going to be great.
Fingers crossed. So way back in Sheffield, you're Living in a Box, I suppose, that's the question everyone's going to talk to you about anyway,
right?
Isn't it? Number 5 in the UK, I think. Was that number 20 in the States as well?
Yeah, 17 actually.
Yeah.
But it's not.
That's important.
That's
important. So pretty good to get a single over there, so high in the charts as well, early in the band's career.
Yeah, it was great, but it was also slightly annoying. If you remember in those days, I mean, I think Living in a Box went top 5 in nearly every country of the world except America, because Chrysalis Records were hopeless with us in America. And I think it got out, then they suddenly started having a hit with it. And everywhere I go in the world, still to this day, if I meet anybody pretty much from anywhere, probably of a certain age, but also younger, because if, you know, kids live with their parents, they've heard the song. And it was also on Grand Theft Auto 5, which is the second biggest selling video game of all
time.
That's
pretty good. Pretty good.
You know, that's kept it in their earworm, if you like. And so, you know, it was amazing to have that success with that first record, you know, which was why we got signed in the first place. And it was probably the second or third song that I'd really ever written that was a commercial pop song.
Blow the House Down was a pretty good success.
That was a top 10
record,
wasn't it? Yeah, that was. And that was second album. I think it was the second album. Great fun making that. Brian May on lead guitar, which was always a privilege. He was in Olympic Studios in Barnes with Freddie doing a new Queen record. And our producer went round and said, do you mind sort of playing some guitar? And of course, Richard could play great guitar. He was a brilliant guitarist. But, you know, to get Brian on it, and Brian came in and being typically humble, you know, said, oh, I don't know. Oh, I didn't know people were making records like this. Let me go and get my guitar. And he comes in with his dad's guitar, you know, that guitar, plugs it in, makes that sound, and we're all literally freaking out. And he just ripped the most amazing guitar solo. And it's actually funny, because when we are playing today, as we are with some friends of ours in the house band, sometimes you can do a show and somebody will just do an approximation of that guitar solo, because it's actually quite difficult to play. But I think you'll hear the real deal today. Not that Brian is here, but it sounds pretty damn close.
That must have been amazing having him on like that.
Yeah, it was.
Well, how would you describe your music then?
Well, I think it was sort of, I mean, you know, I think sophisticated pop is one that I know Martin Fry from ABC hates, but it's one that we get branded with a little bit on that. Blue-eyed soul, so a little bit Daryl Hall and Oates, John Oates. It's that kind of thing. It's sort of using technology and sequences that were happening at that time. It was just moving from an analog world to a digital world, and we were fortunately just at the beginning of that.
On the cusp.
Yeah.
So getting back on stage then, what's that like for you? Still get the buzz from doing it?
Oh, yeah. Put it this way, it gets your attention. I mean, you know, we play everything live. We all do, all the Living in a Box guys.
None of this backing nonsense.
No. So, you know, if we cock up, we cock up. We go down in flames, that's how it is. Actually trying to play some of those really fast sequence keyboard lines, which I think Blow the House Down is the first song on the list today. Coming in with that horn riff. In fact, I've just asked them to set the keyboards up, just having a quick go at it, just to remind myself how quick and how fast that really is. So, yeah, it does get your attention. You get quite focused.
Well, good luck with the gig.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you for asking me.